It's City Desk, news and views from Biloxi City Hall. And this week, our host is Celia Dobbs-Walton, Public Affairs Specialist here at City Hall and for the City of Biloxi. So let's welcome Celia right now. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. We are recording this City Podcast on Thursday, September the 15th at 10:59 a.m. And as you could tell, I'm hosting the show because our Public Affairs Manager Vincent Krill is off on vacation this week.
I understand that he's visiting the arches in St. Louis, and maybe we'll be atop of them, and someone will take a picture as he's waving a flag that says, "I love Biloxi."
Or as the mayor calls Vincent, "Vincent, take your picture, Krill." So I'm sure he's going to have his camera with him. He's going to take lots of pictures and bring back to show us.
And then we'll needle him on next week's program. Anyway, let's get into it. There's some facts and figures and things that are happening on your notepad, so let's get into it.
Yeah. We have a couple things going on this week. We're going to talk a little more fun this week on the podcast about happenings. We have a big event coming up this weekend, which is the Fireman's Day Parade. Now, this is an event that's an annual event that's been going on for a good few years, and it's going to be this Saturday, September the 17th. It starts at 10 a.m. It's going to feature firefighting vehicles from firefighting vehicles coastwide. It's going to start at 10 a.m. at the foot of Lemieux Street, and the parade will go along a downtown course and end at the West End Host Company 3, where they'll have an open house that will be open to the public. They'll have hamburgers and hot dogs and soft drinks. So this is something that the fire department and the fire museum puts together every year.
And remember, folks, you should be very proud they're now celebrating 126 years of serving our very beautiful community.
Oh, yes, definitely. And the fire department is, of course, an essential part of the community. We've actually had a couple significant fires recently, one fatal fire on Sill Avenue, and then we had another one recently at Back Bay Mission. So our fire department does a lot for the city, and fighting these fires are very, very important. It's very trying on the department and the city as well, because there's a lot of rules and a lot of regulations and a lot of things that go into fighting a fire. We were going to have our Chief Joe Boney on the show today, but he is at a meeting he's unable to attend, and he was going to tell us a little bit more about the firefighter duties, but maybe we'll have him later on in another show. But just to know that, again, the fire department is very important, and the fire parade is something for the firefighters to get out and have a fun day, to celebrate, to have a parade, get out, you know, meet the community or the community meet them at the Western Hose Museum and have some food.
And folks, may I humbly suggest that you do come out and support these fine men and women who put their life on the line for you and for our community. It's also a good spirit of camaraderie, of getting to know them, you, and a true spirit of fellowship and community.
Definitely. Like I said, the Western Hose Company, it's a museum. It has a lot of history, and it's open to for the public to tour and to get a little bit of information, again, of the history of the fire museum. There's going to be antique fire trucks there. Again, the firefighters are going to be there to meet the public, so it's something fun. Again, it's this Saturday, September the 17th. It begins at 10 a.m. Also, if you go to our website, biloxi.ms.us, and go to our Facebook page and the fire department's Facebook page, we actually have a map that's uploaded of the course, so you know exactly where they're going to go.
You were saying on the outset of our program about fun, and this is going to be a fun broadcast of things happening. What else is on your menu there?
Well, also Saturday, we have our Biloxi Parks and Recreation Department is holding registration for soccer. It's for ages 4 to 7. It'll be, again, Saturday the 17th from 9 to noon at the Donald Snyder Community Center. Now, this is open to ages 4 to 7, but they have to be 4 years old by July the 31st of this year. They have to have made 4 years old. Again, it's open to Biloxi and non-Biloxi residents. There are small fees for Biloxi residents. They range from one child is $30, two children is $50, three children is $75, and it kind of just goes up from there, and that information is posted on our website. And for non-Biloxi residents, it's $50 per child, one flat fee. And this is open to the public, the Donald Snyder Center, 9 a.m. to noon this Saturday. We also have at the Maritime and Seafood Museum this weekend on the 17th, busy day on the 17th, they have their annual drawdown fundraiser. They're going to have cocktails, live music, dancing, and of course a chance to win $10,000. And all the proceeds will go to the Maritime and Seaview Museum. Now you do have to buy a ticket. It's $100 per ticket, which is for two people, and the event starts at 6 p.m. That information is also on our website, or you can call the museum at 435-6320 and get a little bit more information about that event.
And don't forget, that is biloxi.ms.us, biloxi.ms.us, finding out all that we speak about on the podcast and what's happening in the community. Anything else?
Just to tell the public, don't forget to check out our Facebook page, and also you can follow us on Twitter. All that information is on our website in the top right corner. There's a little Facebook icon, a little Twitter icon, so you can follow us there. And make sure you check us out on Twitter and get to know some of our hashtags so you can follow along and know what we're talking about throughout the city.
So remember, folks, it looks like this Saturday, I mean, you could start out right after breakfast, get down and see the parade, and throughout the day here in Biloxi, it's going to be a huge fun day all day long.
It is. Fire department, go out and see the fire trucks, have a parade, go do some dancing in the evening at the Maritime and Seafood Museum. And if you have a child, take him out to the Donna Snyder Center, register for soccer, so they'll have something to do this fall.
And then by tradition, where do they go to find out all the information, and or what number can they call if they want to reach out and talk to you or anyone one-on-one?
Well, for if you want to talk to me, public affairs, we have two numbers. Vincent has his own number, which is 228-435-6368. And then my direct line is 228-435-6336. Now, if you can also go to, the city's website. We have information posted there. Our email addresses are posted online. And, of course, when you go to our website, when you go to our home page, we have what's called a slider at the front. And you can click on that, and it tells about all the events. And the Parks and Recreation Department, over to the side under departments, you can click on them, and they have the information that was listed today, such as their registrations. They have a lot of registrations coming up. They also have, I think we mentioned on the last podcast, about the kickball registration. That event is coming up Saturday, October the 1st. So they're still looking for teams to sign up for that. You can go to the Parks and Recreation Department at Hiller Park and sign up for that. And that's going to be another fun Saturday filled with kickball all day long from 10 a.m. in the morning till 10 p.m. at night. So they're still interested. It's still time to sign up for that. Also starting next week, I believe we mentioned also, but just a reminder for everybody, is our canine pedigree training class. That starts Monday. So we still have openings for that. It's open to it is open to a limited group, but go to our website and go to Park and Recreation Office on Hiller Park and sign up for that to get your pooch signed up for some basic trainings for puppy and for older adults, even seniors. Senior dogs can sign up for this.
Always something happening here in Biloxi. Biloxi.ms.us, folks. Listen, have a great, safe, and wonderful weekend, and we will all talk to you next week. You have been listening to City Dex, news and views from City Hall, this week's host, Celia Dobbs-Walton, Public Affairs Specialist. This is William Sackett speaking.